Morning Briefs,
The Herald and News,
Sunrise Headlines,
your headlines now. Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with The Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of The Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. Lake Railway has published emails and correspondence they believe prove Lake County colluded with businessman Bruce Addington to cheat Lake Railway out of lucrative transportation contracts last year. In a court filing, Lake Railway published excerpts of conversations between Lake County Commissioners Addington and his attorney, John Hefner, detailing steps the county took to terminate a lease with Lake Railway and instead sign a contract with Addington-owned Goose Lake Railway. The filing also named Addington and his other business, Cornerstone Industrial Minerals, as defendants in an ongoing lawsuit against the county. Lake Railway is suing for $13 million in lost business and unjust enrichment. A trial is set for June of next year. Boat ramps at Copco and Iron Gate reservoirs are temporarily closed through June, and possibly later, due to a drawdown of water requested for use by Bureau of Reclamation for Klamath Project irrigators. As part of meeting a total request of approximately 20,000 acre-feet of water from the Bureau of Reclamation, PacifiCorps announced on Monday it has started lowering the water levels of the reservoirs on the Klamath River a second time, which will impact recreation in that area over the Memorial Day weekend. Water levels will be down about 10 to 15 feet of normal. Henley and Bonanza High Schools will both host state playoff baseball and softball games on Wednesday. Henley, the top-rated baseball team in the 4A division at 24-1, hosts Baker Powder Valley at 2 p.m., while the third-ranked softball team hosts Newport at 4. Bonanza, meanwhile, takes on Reedsport at 3 p.m. There are a few other Klamath Basin teams still in the playoff chase as well, with Lost Rivers baseball squad traveling to Sherman-Arlington-Condon for a 4 p.m. matchup, and Lakeview softball facing a very tough test traveling to top-ranked Dayton for a 3:30 p.m. game. Whoever wins those matchups advances to quarterfinals action on Friday. Filming continues in Klamath Falls for a movie called Phoenix, Oregon, centered around two friends who decide to open a bowling alley. Produced by Joma Films, an Ashland-based production studio, the film crew has spent more than 2 weeks in the Klamath area filming around downtown and the Epicenter bowling alley. Crews expect to wrap primary filming in the Klamath Basin next week. Phoenix, Oregon is expected to be released in 2019. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device. And check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.